Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're diving deep into the world of podcasting 2.0.
Yeah, exploring it not just as listeners, but also, you know, as potential creators.
Right. And we've got a whole stack of articles and guides here.
Yeah, we do.
Some of it's pretty technical, you know, from the podcast index itself.
Uh-huh.
But then there's also some more practical resources about how to actually implement these new features.
I think it's exciting to think about how, you know, all this stuff can actually help us reach and engage with our community even better.
Absolutely. So maybe just to start off, for anyone who might not be familiar, what exactly is Podcasting 2.0?
Okay, so Podcasting 2.0, it's not like some whole new platform we have to learn, right?
Okay.
It's really more like an upgrade. I think of it as an upgrade to the existing podcasting ecosystem.
So not a revolution, more of an evolution then.
Precisely. And the cool thing is, it's all built on that same open RSS feed technology that podcasts have always used. So it's backwards compatible, which means nothing breaks for people who aren't using the new stuff yet.
That makes sense, yeah. But how does it actually work? What's different?
So at its core, Podcasting 2.0, it introduces this thing called the podcast namespace. It's basically like adding new vocabulary to the language that podcasting speaks.
Right.
So it's these new tags that allow for all these cool new features and functionality.
So it's giving podcasters more tools to work with.
Exactly. More options for how they create and share their content. But the best part is it also has the potential to significantly enhance the listening experience, too.
Interesting. So what kind of new features are we talking about here?
Well, one that comes to mind that I think would be really beneficial for our listeners in, you know, Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena is transcripts.
Oh, yeah, transcripts.
Imagine being able to search for specific information within an episode or even reading along if you're in a noisy environment.
That would be so helpful.
Or if you just prefer to learn visually.
Yeah, especially for folks who might have difficulty hearing or if they need to, like, multitask while listening.
Yeah.
It would make our content so much more accessible to everyone in the community.
Absolutely. And then think about chapters.
Okay.
Chapters, you know, breaking those longer episodes into smaller, like more digestible segments.
Right.
So people can easily navigate to the info that's most relevant for them.
I love that idea.
Say, for example, someone is looking for tips specifically on local gardening. They could just skip ahead to that chapter without having to listen to the whole thing.
Makes it so much more user-friendly.
Exactly. Allows listeners to tailor their experience to their own needs.
I see a lot of potential there.
Yeah.
Not just for delivering info more effectively, but also just for making our content more engaging overall.
And that's just the tip of the iceberg. We're not even talking about things like sound bites, which make it super easy to share clips on social media.
Oh, yeah, sound bites.
Or the Podroll feature, which helps listeners discover new podcasts based on recommendations from creators they already trust.
So it's not just about improving individual podcasts. It's about connecting the whole podcasting ecosystem.
Right. It's about building a community both within and across podcasts, like encouraging collaboration and shared discovery.
I like that.
And I think that really aligns with what we're trying to do here in our local community, too.
That's such a good point. It's not just about the tech. It's about using the tech to strengthen those bonds within our community.
Exactly.
We're always looking for ways to bring people together.
Yeah.
And it seems like Podcasting 2.0 could be a powerful tool for that.
Speaking of tools.
Yeah.
Let's switch gears for a moment and think about what Podcasting 2.0 offers to us as creators.
Okay.
You know, we're always striving to make our podcast the best it can be.
Right.
And I think some of these new features might be able to help us take things to the next level.
One thing that caught my eye was the value for value model.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it.
Can you explain that a little bit?
Sure. So value for value is all about empowering listeners to directly support the creators that they love.
Okay. And they do this through micropayments.
So instead of relying solely on traditional advertising, we could give our listeners the option to contribute directly if they're finding value in the content.
Exactly. And I think that aligns perfectly with our message of empowering residents to make a difference in their community. It's about building a more sustainable and community-driven model for podcasting.
It shifts the power dynamic in a really cool way.
Yeah.
It's very much in line with our overall mission.
It is.
And it allows our listeners to be active participants in supporting the content they care about.
It really is a win-win for everyone involved.
Yeah.
It allows creators to focus on making great content, and it gives listeners a way to show their appreciation and contribute to the podcast's growth.
Speaking of growth, I'm also curious about the soundbite feature. How can we use that to expand our reach and engage with a wider audience?
Soundbites.
Okay, so think of soundbites as like little snippets of audio magic, you know, short, shareable clips that capture the essence of an episode or highlight key takeaways.
Okay.
They're perfect for social media because they give potential listeners just a little taste of what we're all about.
Like mini trailers for the podcast.
Exactly. Spark curiosity, entice people to check out the full episode.
A great tool for promotion and engagement.
Absolutely. Think about how we could use them to share inspiring stories from our community or highlight upcoming events.
Yeah, get people talking.
Yeah.
Generate buzz around the issues that matter most to our community.
And then there's the person tag, which might seem small.
Okay.
But it lets us give proper credit to everyone who's involved in making the podcast.
Right.
The hosts, guests, editors, producers, everybody.
It's about recognizing that collaborative effort.
Absolutely. Acknowledging everyone who contributes to its success.
It also creates a sense of transparency and accountability,
mm-hmm.
which aligns really well with our values as a community-focused podcast.
Exactly.
This is really making me see the potential of podcasting 2.0.
Yeah.
Not just as a way to improve our own podcast.
Right.
But also to contribute to the broader podcasting community.
Yeah.
Maybe even inspire others to start their own shows.
That would be great.
I'm loving this.
Yeah.
So we've covered what podcasting 2.0 is,
mm-hmm.
how it works,
yeah.
and some of the key features that benefit listeners and creators.
Yeah, we talked about how those features align with our own mission and values as a community-focused podcast, and we've highlighted the potential for podcasting 2.0 to strengthen connections and empower individuals in our local area.
Absolutely. But I'm sure our listeners are eager to hear more about how this all works in practice.
They probably are.
What are some real-world examples of these features in action?
Okay. Yeah.
And how can we actually envision using them in our own podcast?
Let's get into that. It's amazing to think about how something as simple as a podcast can have such a big impact on a community, you know?
It really is.
And with podcasting 2.0, I think we just have even more tools to make that impact even greater.
For sure.
Remember those transcripts we were talking about?
Uh-huh.
They're not just for accessibility. They can also really help boost our visibility online.
Oh, how so?
Well, search engines love text, right?
Right.
So having transcripts means our episodes are more likely to show up in search results.
Makes sense, yeah.
So let's say someone's searching for Deer Park Community Garden Tips. They'd be much more likely to find our episode if we have a transcript available.
That makes sense.
Plus, it just makes our content more shareable in general.
Yeah.
People can easily grab quotes or key takeaways to share on social media, and that helps amplify our message and reach.
I hadn't thought about that. That's a great point.
It's all about making our content more accessible and discoverable, right?
Absolutely.
Which I think aligns perfectly with our goal of empowering residents with information.
Totally.
And speaking of empowering, let's go back to those chapters for a sec. I'm thinking about an episode where we could discuss the different local initiatives happening in, like, you know, Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena.
Right.
We could give each initiative its own chapter.
Okay.
So folks can easily find what they're most interested in.
So we could have a chapter on like the new park development in LaPorte.
Right.
Another one on the community cleanup efforts in Pasadena, stuff like that.
Exactly. It basically turns a single episode into a mini resource hub, you know?
And that makes it even more valuable for our listeners.
Exactly.
It also encourages a more structured and organized approach to content creation from our end, too.
It does. It's win-win.
I love it. Okay, now on to something that has me really intrigued. The Podroll feature.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like such a great way to connect with other podcasters doing cool stuff.
It is. Think about all the great podcasts out there focused on like sustainability, community development, or even hyper-local topics, you know, specific to our area.
Yeah.
With Podroll, we can actually recommend those podcasts directly to our listeners and build this network of interconnected content.
That's awesome.
Like, we're creating this curated listening experience for our community, right?
Yeah.
Connecting them with a wider world of information and inspiration.
I love that idea.
And it's not just one way, you know? Those other podcasters can recommend us back to their listeners too. Yeah. And that helps expand our reach and introduce us to new people.
It's amazing how podcasting 2.0 can facilitate those kinds of collaborations.
Mm-hmm.
It really creates this sense of community that extends beyond our own individual podcast.
It does.
It's like we're all part of this larger movement to empower people and strengthen communities through audio.
Exactly. And that movement is powered by the passion and dedication of independent creators like us.
For sure.
Which actually brings us to something that's very near and dear to my heart, the value for value model.
Yes. Let's dive a little deeper into that. We've touched on it before.
We have.
But I think it deserves a more thorough exploration.
Absolutely. So value for value, it's all about empowering listeners to directly support the creators they love.
Right.
So imagine a listener in Pasadena, right, who's just totally inspired by our episode on local environmental initiatives.
Right.
They feel moved to contribute, maybe even just a small amount,
yeah,
you know, to help us keep making content that matters to them.
I love that.
It's like a virtual tip jar, but with a much deeper meaning, you know?
Yeah. It's about acknowledging the value of the content and contributing to its creation.
Exactly. It's about fostering a more direct and reciprocal relationship between creators and listeners.
Right.
And, you know, especially for independent podcasters like us who might not have big advertising budgets.
Yeah.
It opens up some really interesting possibilities for sustainability.
For sure.
You know, it allows us to really focus on creating that high quality content without having to be solely reliant on those traditional advertising models.
And it gives listeners a tangible way to participate in our success.
Absolutely.
It really feels like a natural extension of our mission to empower residents and strengthen the community.
It does. It does.
Okay. And speaking of empowering, let's not forget about the power of sound bites.
Oh, yeah. Sound bites.
Imagine sharing a short clip of a local resident talking about their experience starting a community garden or something.
That's a great idea. It's such a good way to showcase those inspiring stories from our community.
Right.
And encourage others to get involved.
And it's not just about sharing positive stories.
Okay, no.
We could also use sound bites to raise awareness about important issues.
Right.
Spark discussions, maybe even mobilize people to take action.
Exactly.
It's like turning our podcast into this megaphone for positive change.
I love that. It all comes back to connection and community. Yeah. Podcasting 2.0 gives us all these tools to deepen those connections, amplify our voices, and really make a difference. So we've talked about all these great things about podcasting 2.0, but I think it's important to acknowledge that, you know, as with any new technology, there might be some challenges or hurdles along the way.
Right. That's true.
No innovation is perfect. Right. But I think if we can understand those challenges and work together, we can overcome them.
I agree.
And really unlock the full potential of this thing.
So what are some potential challenges you see coming up as we, like, embark on this journey into podcasting 2.0?
Yeah.
And how can we, you know, as a community, address those challenges?
Well, I think one challenge is just awareness and adoption.
Okay.
Not everyone knows about podcasting 2.0 yet, so it's really important to spread the word and educate both listeners and creators about its benefits.
Yeah, we can definitely use our platform to raise awareness.
For sure.
We can explain the features, showcase examples.
Yeah.
Maybe even host workshops or Q&A sessions.
Probably.
Just help people get started.
And we can also encourage our listeners to update their podcast apps to make sure they can actually use all the new features.
That's a good idea.
I think another potential challenge could be technical implementation.
Okay, yeah.
Some of these features might require, you know, some tweaking behind the scenes.
Uh-huh.
And not everyone's comfortable with that kind of stuff.
True, true.
But the good news is there are a lot of resources available online.
Great.
There are guides and tutorials from the Podcast Index itself.
Okay.
We can share those and maybe even create our own step-by-step guides to make it easier for people.
Yeah, make it as simple as possible.
Exactly.
Collaboration is key. Mm-hmm. We can also reach out to other podcasters.
Yes.
Who have experience with this stuff and just, you know, learn from them.
Exactly.
Best practices and all that.
And of course, we can't forget about feedback.
Yeah.
We need to be paying attention to what our listeners need and want and make sure we're using these features in a way that actually makes things better for them, you know?
Makes sense.
Not just causing confusion.
Right. Frustration.
We can use our social media channels and website to gather that feedback.
Definitely.
And then adjust things as needed.
I think it's all about being responsive and adaptable.
Yeah.
Embracing that iterative nature of, you know, this evolution in podcasting.
It's a process, for sure.
It is a process, exactly.
And speaking of evolution, it's important to remember that podcasting 2.0 is not a one-time thing.
Right.
It's an ongoing journey.
It is.
New features and possibilities are popping up all the time.
They are, yeah.
So we need to stay curious, explore, and just embrace that spirit of innovation.
Absolutely.
It's like we're all pioneers venturing into uncharted territory together, you know?
It's true.
Which is what makes it so exciting.
Exactly. And as we navigate this new landscape, I think it's important to remember that podcasting 2.0 isn't just about technology.
Right.
It's about people.
It is. It is.
It's about using technology to empower individuals,
yes,
strengthen communities, and create a more vibrant and interconnected world of audio content.
I love that.
And that's a mission we can all get behind, right?
Absolutely.
So as we wrap up this segment, I'm curious to hear your thoughts on how podcasting 2.0 might impact the future of podcasting as a whole.
Well, I think we're on the verge of a major shift, a transformation that goes beyond just adding a few bells and whistles, you know?
Yeah.
It's about reimagining the very essence of podcasting.
Okay.
And its potential to connect, inspire, and empower.
It's exciting to think about.
It is.
It's like blurring the lines between creators and listeners, you know?
Yeah.
Fostering a more collaborative and interactive experience where everyone has a voice and a role to play.
We're moving from a culture of passive listening to a culture of active participation.
Right.
Where listeners become co-creators of the experience.
I love that.
And that shift has some really profound implications for how we think about the role of podcasting in our lives and in our communities.
It does.
It's not just about entertainment anymore.
Right.
Or information.
It's about connection.
Yeah. Engagement and empowerment.
I'm into it.
It's about using the power of audio to have those meaningful conversations, inspire action, and really create positive change.
Yes.
So I'm curious to hear your thoughts on how podcasting 2.0 might impact our local communities specifically here in Deer Park, La Porte, and Pasadena.
Okay, so for starters, I think it can really amplify the voices of local residents, businesses, and organizations.
Absolutely.
Imagine like a local artist using sound bites to share their work with a wider audience.
Yeah.
Or a community leader using chapters to break down complex issues into smaller, more digestible pieces.
It's about giving everyone in our community a platform, you know, to share their stories, their perspectives, and their passions.
I love that.
And it's about fostering a deeper sense of connection and belonging within our community.
For sure.
Imagine listening to a podcast that features interviews with local business owners or one that highlights events happening in the area.
It really creates a sense of place, doesn't it?
It does, a shared identity.
Yeah.
And that brings us together and strengthens our bonds as a community.
I like that.
And we also can't forget about civic engagement.
Right.
Podcasting 2.0 could be a really powerful tool for keeping residents informed about important issues.
Yeah.
Mobilizing them to take action.
Mm.
And even just facilitating a dialogue between community leaders and residents.
Right. So it's not just one-way communication.
It's not. It's a two-way street.
Imagine a podcast episode that digs into a local issue.
Mm-hmm.
Followed by a live Q&A session where residents can actually engage with experts.
Oh, I like that.
And share their thoughts and ideas.
That's a great idea.
So it's about creating a more informed, engaged, and empowered citizenry.
It is.
Where everyone feels like they have a voice.
Absolutely.
And a role to play in shaping the future of our community.
So I think we've covered a lot in this deep dive into podcasting 2.0. It's really amazing to think about how far podcasting has come since it first started, you know.
It's come a long way.
And how podcasting 2.0 is really pushing it even further.
It's really exciting.
It really speaks to the power of innovation.
Yeah.
And the passion of all those creators out there who are constantly, you know, pushing boundaries and exploring new possibilities.
It's inspiring. And the crazy thing is,
yeah,
it's still so early for podcasting 2.0.
It is, yeah.
We're really just scratching the surface of what's possible.
I think so.
Imagine a world where podcasts are like seamlessly integrated with other types of media, creating these truly immersive and interactive experiences.
Oh, wow.
I'm picturing like a podcast episode about local history.
Okay.
Where listeners can not only hear the stories, but they can also see historical photos, maps, maybe even like 3D models of landmarks.
That's cool.
All within their podcast app.
That would be amazing. It's like creating this multi-sensory experience.
Yeah.
That engages listeners on all these different levels.
Right. Makes the content way more memorable and impactful.
Not sure.
And then think about the rise of augmented reality and virtual reality.
Oh, yeah.
The possibilities get even crazier.
They do.
Imagine like taking a virtual tour of a historical site.
Okay. Yeah.
Guided by a podcast
or
participating in a community cleanup event, like virtually.
Wow.
Alongside other listeners.
That's incredible. It's like breaking down the walls between the physical and digital world.
Yeah.
Creating this more interconnected and engaging experience that fosters this deeper sense of community.
We're moving away from just passive listening
to
active participation.
It's a whole new way to experience content.
Yeah. Where listeners become co-creators of the experience.
And that shift has such huge implications for how we think about the role of podcasting.
In our lives.
In our lives, in our communities, yeah.
It's not just about entertainment anymore.
No.
Or even just information.
It's more than that.
It's about connection.
Absolutely.
Engagement and empowerment.
I think so.
It's about using audio to have those meaningful conversations, to inspire action,
Yeah.
And to create positive change.
Yeah. And I'd love to hear your thoughts on how podcasting 2.0 might impact our local community here
yeah.
in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena.
Okay, so for starters, I think it can really amplify the voices of local residents.
Right.
Businesses, mm-hmm. organizations.
For sure.
Imagine a local artist using sound bites.
Yeah.
To share their work with a wider audience or a community leader, using chapters to break down these complex issues into more digestible pieces.
Yeah, it's about giving everyone in our community a platform
yeah.
to share their stories.
Their perspectives, their passions.
Their passions, exactly.
And it's also about creating a deeper sense of connection and belonging.
Uh-huh.
Imagine listening to a podcast with interviews from local business owners.
Okay, yeah.
Or
yeah.
one that highlights upcoming events in our area.
I love that.
It creates such a strong sense of place, doesn't it?
It does. It really does.
The shared identity that brings us together strengthens those bonds.
And I think we should also touch on civic engagement.
Okay.
Podcasting 2.0 could be such a great tool.
Yeah.
For keeping residents informed about local issues.
Absolutely.
Getting them involved, and even just facilitating conversations between leaders and residents.
So it's not just one-way communication.
Right, exactly.
It's a two-way street.
It is.
Imagine an episode that really dives into a local issue.
Okay.
Followed by like a live Q&A. Where residents can ask questions.
Yeah.
Engage with experts, share their thoughts.
That would be amazing. Creating a more informed and engaged citizenry.
Yeah.
Where everyone has a voice and can help shape the future of our community.
Okay, so as we wrap up this deep dive into podcasting 2.0.
Yeah.
What are some key takeaways for our listeners? What do we want them to remember as they maybe start their own podcasting journey, whether as listeners or as creators?
I think first and foremost, just embrace that spirit of exploration.
Yeah.
Experimentation.
Do things.
Exactly. Podcasting 2.0 is all about pushing those boundaries.
Pushing boundaries, being creative.
Yeah. Don't be afraid to think outside the box.
Think outside the box and use these features in ways that maybe no one has even thought of yet.
Exactly. And remember, it's all about connection.
It is.
Use Podcasting 2.0 to build those relationships
yeah.
with your listeners, with other creators, with your community.
Get those conversations going.
Yeah. Share your passions and build that network.
And lastly, never forget the power of audio yep. to inform, to inspire, to empower.
It's a powerful medium.
It is.
Use your voice to make a difference.
Make a difference. Share stories that matter.
Exactly.
And create a more vibrant and connected world.
That's what it's all about.
So to all our listeners in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena,
yes.
we encourage you to dive into the world of Podcasting 2.0, whether as a listener, a creator, or both.
Absolutely.
There's a whole universe of audio content out there.
There is.
And we can't wait to see what you all create and discover.
If you find value in our show, please support us at thinkanddacklocally.com/donate.
The link is in the show notes. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into Podcasting 2.0.
Yeah, thanks everyone.
Until next time, happy listening.